Urban Wine Life on the Bougie Black Brother Network. Good evening and welcome to Urban Wine Life. I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother, and I'm here for my weekly wine review. And I have a French red wine. Actually, it's a blend of all types of stuff. I didn't even get the details of it. But it's a red wine blend, and it's from Southwest France, which was the 2017 Wine Region of the Year. And I'm saying that because there was nothing else saying how great this wine was other than it came from a very good region. But it's the 2016 Maison Gouma Vin Rouge. I like saying it in their dialect. It's just, and they, even then I say it wrong, so I'm going through this. But this one I opened up, it's an $8.99 price point that I got it for, regularly at $13.49. And I decided just to break this one open and just have it with a couple of friends, and we was having some cheese. So I pulled it out. I didn't really look at the price point or anything, but I knew I wanted something French and something a little dry, but I thought I was getting like a Merlot blend or whatever, but I actually didn't get that. I got something a little different, but they just said it's a red blend. And I didn't really want to get into a whole bunch of other things. But anyway, this has flavors of black cherry, tart currants, white pepper, and hints of leather. That leather is exactly what you get out of it, because I was wondering what that smell was. I thought it was tobacco, but it didn't have that smoky. It had that, it was rough, but it wasn't like dirt rough. So I thought it was interesting, but they're saying it's a leather. But let's get a taste of this, and we can take a look and see what we got from there. See that? A little thick. Yeah, I've been drinking on it too. So let's get a taste. Let's get a whiff of the aroma. So I'm getting black cherries. And this is funny because it's those cherries that's not really sweet and young. It's kind of like, you know, later on, the cherries are getting aged. And it kind of smells like that. A little on the white pepper. I wouldn't say black pepper, a little on the white pepper side, but that's what I'm getting. Let's get a taste now. Yeah, so that's why I'm getting that leather actually from. Very tannic though. You can taste that on your, it sits on your tongue. Not really, really dry, but it sits on your tongue in that way. It's pretty good. It's not amazing, and which is good for $8.99. It shouldn't be amazing. You should be saying, "Ooh, why did I buy this?" But this one's okay. It's a nice, good blend. Really wish I would have got that and told y'all what the blend was. But it's decent. It's not really heavy acidic. You get a little acidity, but not quite really heavy. It's not really heavy in acidity, but it is tannic. So it sits on your tongue. Here you go, one more time. And not a lot of sweetness, because I wanted to hit it in the front of my tongue. So I didn't mean to say sweetness, but fruitiness. You're getting some, but you're not getting a lot. So we basically looking at, you know, what we have from here, but not bad. Maison Gouma. Gourmand Vin Rouge. It's a 2015 or 2016. My apologies. It's a 2016. But a little decent. Let me get you out of that. See that? From the Georges Vigouroux. You know, we get a bunch of those. If you look at my previous ones, we had a lot of wine from his region. His winery, rather. But that's what that is. But other than that, not anything exciting, but a nice sit down, drink with some friends, they won't know. Be impressed, learn how to say it, and you'll say, whoa, I didn't know that. And you can just tell them, this is what it is. Maison Gourmand Vin Rouge. Thank you very much, and we'll see you next time on Urban Wine Life.